Today, Ellen and I are going to pick each, take turns picking out the pieces of paper that you wrote on with your gratitudes and your hopes.
I'm grateful for friendship that both soothes and urges growth.
At a time of special spiritual and emotional support, I am grateful for this congregation's loving attention.
I feel hope in the memory of slaves in America who discovered a true connection with the divine in the depths of bondage and despair.
I hope to see my grandchildren grow healthy and me too.
I'm grateful for life.
I'm grateful for extended family love and acceptance for my child.
I'm grateful for my friends, grateful for my safe, warm, comfortable home. I'm hopeful that people, if not government, can create community and progress.
I'm grateful for the love of family and friends, the joyful smiles and eyes that share happy times, the strong arms of community that guide and support in times of challenge. I hope that we weather the times ahead with courage and strength and compassion.
I'm grateful for the teachers in Sharon.
I'm grateful for my family who keep me grounded.
Great.
I'm thankful for good health, family, friends, not having to worry about finances.
I'm grateful for community.
I'm grateful for my health, the love of friends and family, the food and home we share.
I'm grateful for Mel's marvelous music.
Amen. I'm grateful for alliteration.
You go. I'm
grateful for this congregation.
I'm grateful for good health and safety for myself and my loved ones.
I'm thankful for my family who take care of me and brighten my life. My daughter and young grandson who give me hope that this country will become better in its values and determination, even if it's a mess right now, and we may have damaged the earth beyond full repair.
For hope, I rely on the deep resilience of humankind to overcome difficult challenges.
I'm grateful that my wife will sometimes laugh at my jokes.
I find hope in the next generation of advocates and change makers.
I'm grateful for the beauty of the earth and its inhabitants of all types.
The stars and planets I see in the pre-dawn sky.
I'm grateful for my loving wife and wonderful children.
Being a member of this congregation during difficult and challenging times brings me great comfort and strength. For this, I am grateful.
I'm thankful to be here.
I'm grateful for my family.
I'm grateful for sunshine. And finally, I'm grateful for resilience.
I guess that's it.
Thank you. Those are wonderful. If there are any more out there, you can raise your hand. We'd love it to hear it.
Well, I'll say I'm grateful for my husband, Bob. He's always with me. And he's been a wonderful help, and every time I have a crazy accident. And I'm grateful for my dog, Stella, who, in spite of giving me two broken fingers when she bolted, is the sweetest dog in the world.
I'm also grateful for my family, which includes our cat, Beau, who shows us how to relax.